A Movable Feast by Ernest Hemingway. If you are lucky enough to have lived in Paris as a young man, then wherever you go for the rest of your life, it stays with you, for Paris is a movable feast. Ernest Hemingway, to a friend, 1950. Preface. For reasons sufficient to the writer, many places, people, observations, and impressions have been left out of this book. Some were secrets and some were known by everyone, and everyone has written about them and will doubtless write more. There is no mention of the Stade Anastasie, where the boxers served as waiters at the table set out under the trees and the ring was in the garden. Nor of training with Larry Gaines, nor the great 20-round fights at the Cirque de Hiver, nor of such good friends as Charlie Sweeney, Bill Bird, and Mike Strader, nor of André Masson and Miro. There is no mention of our voyages to the Black Forest, or of our one-day explorations of the forests that we loved around Paris. It would be fine if all these were in this book, but we will have to do without them for now. If the reader prefers, this book may be regarded as fiction. But there is always the chance that such a book of fiction may throw some light on what has been written as fact. Ernest Hemingway, San Francisco de Paula, Cuba, 1960.